Enthralled, Arjuna sees at last that which he has been blind to, the magnificent and awesome cycle of creation and destruction. Ecstatically, he throws himself prostrate at Krishna's feet. His cry echoes from the heart. Thou art the foremost being, the origin, the sublime sanctuary of all that is. Thou art knowledge, the supreme achievement. Sire, the universe is thy progeny. Thou art Vayu, the wind force, Yama, the destroyer, Agni, the fire, Varuna, the sea god, Shashank, the moon, Prajapati, the spark that kindles life. I salute thee over and over, a thousand salutes unto thee. Of his rapture, Arjuna has sung the Lord's praise with fervor. As his excitement wears off slowly, he is aghast at his temerity in challenging the Lord to reveal himself to him. He stands, head downcast, unable to look this supreme being in the eye. Krishna takes his hands between his own and tilts his chin upward. Arjuna sees once again his friend, Krishna the charioteer, whose eyes twinkle merrily at Arjuna's expression of chagrin. Krishna speaks. This vision of me that you have experienced cannot be conjured up by chanting the Vedas, by performing rituals and sacrifices. O Pandava, only he who works for me, worshipping me without attachment, making no enemy of his fellow creatures, can reach me. He who allows no hate to fester within him, he who is selflessly sensitive to all around him, treating pain and pleasure alike, this yogi who is at peace with himself, unswerving in his devotion, his mind surrendered to me, he is close to my heart. He who is not bound by the fetters of fear, anger, and grief is free to come to me. He who does not look to the outcome of his deeds, but to the perfection of the act itself. In attaining the perfection, he reaches me. No sentiment has he, no attachment. Praise and criticism leave him unmoved. Determined in mind and spirit is the one who worships only me. He who renounces his all in search of my immortal wisdom, him do I deem precious. He is cherished by me. Adveshta sarva.
Prak
Prakriti and Purusha. Nature and the soul of man have no beginning. They are. Know, O best of the Bharatas, that the being that is born is conceived in the union of the field, the body, and the knower of the field, the soul. The one who realizes that the self is only the translator of action dictated by nature, he perceives the truth. Prakritim purusham chaiva vidyanadi ubhavati vikarascha gunascha Those who conquer pride, delusion, desire, attachment, devoting themselves to the absolute, they attain the supreme eternal state. Son of Kunti, you believe that you do not desire to do the task that awaits you. This is your delusion. You will do what you must, even against your will. Your nature will force you to it. You cannot escape that which is ordained. It is your ego that deludes you. Nature will overcome it. You will fulfill your destiny. Cast off your sense of self and turn to me. My embrace welcomes you. Do not grieve. In turning to me, you do what is right. Arjuna faces Krishna. I stand before you, my delusion conquered, my purpose resolved. I act upon your word.
Vachanam.